Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You bring news that we can read at the Daily Memphian, it appears.
Well, you can certainly listen to it here, 92.9 FM ESPN, and that's what I hope you would do. But the news is, and you and I went back and forth a little bit about this yesterday, which is that the University of Memphis is seeking, and the reason why I sort of say it like that is because we know the process is a little bit more complicated when you don't own, your stadium. But the University of Memphis is seeking big-time renovations to the Liberty Bowl. Now, this is not something that they came up with yesterday. This is not something that they just started thinking about yesterday. This has been in the works for, you know, a year plus. I mean, this is something they've been thinking about doing for quite some time. But obviously, I think it behooves the University of Memphis to want to let everybody know that they have these plans, because we're in a time of great change. And I think for the University of Memphis, the stakes have never been higher. I know you're probably conference realignmented out over there because you've been talking about it for weeks on end. But the truth is, man, there are people who believe that it's now or never for the University of Memphis. And you got to go out, you got to empty the clip, for lack of a better term. And so I think that's kind of what they're trying to do here. I mean, this is going to cost $40 to $50 million. And while that might pale in comparison to, say, what Alabama does at Bryant-Denny when they do $500 million, you know, renovations, this is going to be, I think, the most costly, the most expensive, the priciest project they've ever embarked on, you know, for the University of Memphis. I mean, we're going to have to do a little inflation work, get our inflation calculator out, because in 2013 they did do $38 million of renovations. Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, $40 to $50 million, and if I'm being honest, I think that's like things so often do. You're renovating your house, you're renovating your kitchen, like, it ends up costing more almost every time. You know, this is a major ambition for the University of Memphis, and I think it reinforces how committed they are to that program. If they don't get in to, you know, another round of realignment, however it goes, you know, I think one thing we can say is it will not be for lack of trying.
Mm-hmm. You point out that typically, you know, since it's not owned by Memphis, it's owned by the city of Memphis, that typically it's been public funds, right, that have been used to, you point that out in your story, that have been used to do that $38 million of worth of upgrades that you mentioned back in 2013. So straighten me out on this. Memphis is seeking this 40 to 50. Are they expecting the city to foot the entire bill? Is it a joint effort? Like how in that plan that's not out yet, they haven't sought it yet, but what, I guess you said in your story, 12 months they expect to send it. Are they pitching in here, or is this something they're expecting the city to take care of the entire bill?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the idea, is to be a collaborative effort. You know, I think that is yet to be decided of how much. I certainly don't think they expect the city to foot the entire bill at all. I think, in fact, they probably expect to foot the majority of it.
Okay.
But you know, it could be something where, you know, it's a number of things. It's a fundraising thing for it's a capital. You know, they've done capital campaigns over the years.
Yep.
You know, I think this kind of looks a lot like that, to be honest. And I think they're hopeful that people. I think they're hopeful that people understand the implications of the time, right? That people understand, both in the Memphis City Council and in the community, that, you know, the stakes for this university, the news, right, and the quickness that it all kind of came crashing down. Like, you see the news of Texas and Oklahoma, and you're just like, man, you know, look at the rich getting richer. And, you know, but the truth of the matter is that it does directly impact the future of the University of Memphis, because if you're not in, and again, we'll see, like, there, maybe nothing happens. Maybe the Big 12 decides to stand pat. I've talked to a lot of people about this week. So, I mean, people are all over the place with what they expect. But if the Big 12 expands,
you think
you
this
have
helps?
To get in.
Yeah, we know you have,
you
to,
have
get in.
To get in.
Do you think this helps? I mean, I know that's what Memphis is hoping. Do you think it does? That the Big 12 looks at you and what they know about you already, and what they should be taking into more account is what Memphis particularly has done with that football program. But they look and say, okay, we see what you're doing with the potential renovations, $40 to $50 million. We like that. Come on in. Do you think it's enough of a difference maker to be in that, you know, to have that kind of conversation?
I mean, it won't be this, right? It's not going to be, oh, well, we remember when you guys announced you're going to be doing, you know, major renovations to your Liberty, you know, to your stadium. It's not going to be, it's just going to be.
Can it help is what I'm asking.
I think it helps the bigger
the
picture.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I think it helps the bigger picture, right? Because you're trying to convey a sense of commitment. You're trying to convey a sense of, you know, we care about our facilities just as much as you know, the next school you're going to consider. Or whatever iteration this takes, right? It's not a for sure thing that the Big 12 will expand. I think they have, you know, there are orders of things they would like to have happen, and I don't think expanding is at the top, right? These last eight schools. But, you know, I think it does help the profile of Memphis, because I think what they have understood and come to realize over there in the last, you know, 4 years, that it's not, like, it doesn't matter. Your academics don't matter anymore. Like, that maybe your academic profile and things like that. And Memphis has made strides in that area. They certainly have. But it's not about that anymore. It's about the
John, you got that bad Germantown connection.
Let me try to reconnect.
Yeah, we're going to try. John, we're going to try to. It's kind of good. We're going to try to call you right back just to reestablish the connection. But
yeah,
no, get it that it's big picture. The question's going to be is there enough of a Big 12 left that's worth joining if you're a Memphis? It's worth wanting to be a part of if you're a Memphis? Or is it better, well, like we've said, to wait, see what the AAC is going to do? Are you going to be one that reaches out and tries to add to, and you have a better position at that point? This only hopefully helps you with that. You were talking bigger picture, John, before we lost you on the connection.
Yeah, I mean, it's not about, you know, academics, you know, in the way
what
that it maybe
you
once was.
Yes.
Yeah, it's about what it's really about your bottom
how much
dollar
you invest.
Value.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that's what Memphis is trying to show. Is like, this is not 2005, you know, in that sense. It is not, you know, when the Big East passed over Memphis, you know, in 2005, I think it was a lot of it was due to this perception that Memphis doesn't care about football and Memphis doesn't invest. And it was true. Like, Memphis didn't care about football. So I think their mission ever since then is to make sure that doesn't happen again, that at least that perception doesn't keep them out. And I think they've more than accomplished that mission. I mean, they're one of the most consistent programs outside the Power Five in the last, you know, 6-7 years. They're coming off a friggin' Cotton Bowl appearance 2 years ago. They won the conference for the first time. They had College Game Day in town, and I think that continues to have benefits for Memphis moving forward. And ESPN is, as we know, always at the heart of this thing.
Right.
So I think Memphis has – I think what I'm confident in saying, and this is not to, like, try to, you know, I'm not trying to, like, paint this picture of, like, it's going to happen, but what I do feel confident in saying is that Memphis is – in its best possible shape this time around. Because, you know, in 2016, the Big 12 didn't expand, and maybe it was never even going to.
Right, right.
But it was still too recent, you know. Like, Mike Norvell hadn't even coached a game at Memphis yet. You know, I think you could talk yourself into, if you're anti-Memphis, well, how can we even know that it'll still be successful after Justin Puente? Well, now they're on the third coach after that. You had Justin, you had Mike, and now you got Ryan Silverfield. They won a bowl game last year, you know, so the success is sustained at this point. So I think you just have all that and all the moments, of course, that have happened between now and then. I think you have all that going for you. So I think if you're Memphis, you feel like whatever happens, you're in a good position. But as we know, you know, there are no guarantees in this part of the business.
Yep. Talking with John Martin, co-host of the Jason and John show. He'll be back first thing on Monday, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. We've all missed him. We'll enjoy him being back. He's still breaking news even when he's out on paternity leave. All right, last thing on Tigers football. I think the number was 8.5 that we saw on wins. Before I ask you about Grizzlies move on, and I asked Giannato this thing as well, I want you to weigh in. 8.5 wins, Memphis Tigers football over or under this season. We did it in an over or under.
I mean, I can't go
it's
over.
Hard to go over, isn't it?
I can't go over. I can't go over until I know that A, who the quarterback is, and B, how good he is.
The quarterback's going to be Gunnell. I can take that. I can take any drama out of that for you. It's going to be Gunnell. There ain't no question about that. Just heard talk about how far ahead really he is than everybody else. It sounds like.
Well, and that's why they brought him in, right? I mean, but you know, I think we took Brady for granted in some ways because though he wasn't this NFL prolific passer. Or draft pick, like the guy was a surge and at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, commanded that thing. Absolutely.
And like that's you kind of can take that for granted. Yeah. I mean, guy had been in the system for his whole friggin' adult life, basically. that's a thing that you can't necessarily replicate, especially early on. I mean, Gunnell's probably, if I had to guess, going to have more arm talent and a better arm, and he'll be a better sort of pure passer than Brady White was, but will he have, like you said, more command or the same command? Will he, you know, will he have that trust with Silverfield? You know, will he have that trust with his teammates? I mean, these are all the questions that have to be answered. So, look, you could still win freaking 8 games and be under that, you know? I mean, 8 wins is a great year.
Right. That's kind of where we
are. I mean, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. If, I mean, 7.5, okay, I'll go over that, you know? 8.5, I mean, as much as I believe in the program, and but they've got a lot of new guys coming in, transfers going out. Like it could be bumpy, you know, to start the season. So I think that's just why I would say. Plus, the AAC is going to be good next year. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be a tough freaking league. Cincinnati's going to be the same, you know. I mean, we got Gus Malzahn there at UCF. We'll see what he does, you know. So it's going to be a tougher league, and it usually always is tough. And so it's hard for me to say over. I have to take under on the 8.5.
No, we're all in the same place there. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it, that, you know, I hope I'm wrong, but 8-4 is still a freaking great year.
No, it is, especially in a year of transition, you know, no question about it. And usually you have those in your first year with a new coach, and Memphis didn't last year. They were able to sustain. A lot of that was having Brady White, as you point out. At some point that transition was going to come. If you can get 8 wins in a transition year, that's doing pretty good, and that's kind of where – that's where we're all at. Brad, me, I think Giannato even said right now we see 8, sort of can't get above that at this point. All right, since the last time we talked to you, which was on Friday, the Grizzlies have obviously made a huge move in addition to trading Jonas, of course, so we don't need to get into that. I think we're on the same page there. They've moved up from 17 to 10. There's been some scuttlebutt that they might move up even more. If they stay at 10, John, if it's too much of a price to pay, you've seen the reports that they've tried to call Cleveland. It's too much of a price. They can't move up to 3. And whatever Golden State wants at 7, they don't do. They stay at 10. Is there a guy you think they end up with? Is there a guy you feel pretty good about being there at 10 that you like other than Corey Kispert? Well, you know, you'll be devastated if it's not him. Doesn't sound like
it will
be, though.
I've emotionally moved on.
Okay,
from
good.
Him.
That's good to know. I didn't know if we were going to have to deal with that on Monday.
There's no point.
Good for you.
Languishing over it because it's not
going to happen,
man.
Okay, good.
You know,
glad we're there.
If you go back and listen, I don't remember when I was on with y'all. Was it Friday?
Yes, it was Friday.
If you go back and listen, I accidentally slipped in there that the Grizzlies were trading up to number 10.
Stop.
This is before it came out.
Did you? What do you mean you accidentally slipped it in there?
I wasn't trying to like say it, but like because I had heard it, but I say I can't remember how I said it. But I was like.
You had it before Bleacher Report, man.
Check the tape. Just check the tape, brother.
We'll do that in a break. Go back and check the tape.
The problem, though, with this question is I don't know who's going to be available.
There. I get it. You don't feel good.
I mean,
right. You don't think Moses Moody's going to be there at 10?
I would like
Moses
Moody. We
know Book Knight's not going to be there at 10. He's going far before that.
I would like Moses Moody.
You would like. We all like Moses Moody. We all, to a man, even Giannato liked Moses Moody. I wonder if Jeff Calkins liked Moses Moody. I think we all
because he's a friggin', super athletic wing, and
Long arms, does it all right.
Score.
Can shoot 36%, yep. I think, over his freshman season. 18 years old, right?
I saw one comparison to Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges, you know, not flashy, but he certainly made winning plays for that Suns team, you know, all the way up to the finals. So I like having a guy like him. Different sort of body type than Dylan on the wing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Better defender, ideally, you know. I mean, I think it's, you know, to have Dylan and Moses on the wing, you know, at the same time, you're talking about two premier wing defenders in the NBA, which is, like, that's what you're going through every single night, you know, the best wing scorers in the world. So, and then if he ever turns into anything offensively, it's a bonus, you know. He's a young guy, got a chance to be a star in the league, obviously. So I'm all about guys like that. I mean, it's hard for me to sit up here and pound the table for a guy like Josh Giddey because have they even seen him? Were they allowed to travel to Australia this year with the pandemic?
I thought Toronto was the only team that went over. That's what I've heard, or Schmitz or Gavoni or somebody said that Toronto was the only one that actually went over there.
Yeah, I mean, that's just like, you're going to draft a dude you hadn't even, like, seen play in person? You know, I mean, maybe you saw him 2 years ago. I don't know. Like, that gives me the heebie-jeebies, to be honest. He might turn out to be an awesome basketball player.
And then,
but
go ahead.
But I don't know. I mean, I'm not very comfortable with the idea of drafting somebody that I haven't, you know, seen play an actual basketball game in person with my own eyes.
No, I'm fully with you. We don't like Giddey here either. Giddey your ass on out of here. If you know what I mean.
Last thing
we got for you, because you're working. We've held you 20 minutes, and you got to get back to Riley. How much would you give up to move up to three? Is it everybody except Ja? Would you know what I'm saying? Like, I think we've come to, you know, you want to keep, it's the idea of having Mobley and Jaren, maybe even a more natural four position. Okay, that sounds good. You saw the guy from Bleach Report had out that Memphis is making the calls to Cleveland. We've asked the question, what you would have to pay to move up there. What would you be willing to? Is it worth it to get up to three to get Mobley? You know, would you give up whatever you had to do it, save for Ja Morant and potentially some others? What would you give up to do that? Is it that important to you? Is Mobley that good? You've loved Mobley.
I do love Mobley. I don't think he's, you know, worth trading up to three to get
Wow.
You know, if you have to send away Jaren and Dylan and whatever. I mean, because then – I'm not sure what the plan would be. Would Mobley be the pick there anyway? I mean, is that what we assume, that if it really turned up to three?
Isn't it going? I mean, it's going. Yes, that they're very, at least that's from it, and it's the same guy who had. Now, he was a little late on this. Apparently, you were on the Bledsoe stuff before he was, but it's the same guy that put out the Bledsoe stuff, you know, over the weekend from Bleach Report. He's the one saying they made the call to Cleveland, and it's about, you know, trying to get up there to go get Mobley. And what I would say,
I feel like the Grizzlies have targeted, like, damn near every player.
It kind of does feel that way. And this would be going sort of right opposite direction of what we've all thought is their sort of almost stated plan that Jaren eventually will be the center. You know, I'd kind of be going back to a plan I like, which is, you know, kind of, you know, banking on him being a good stretch four for you. But I don't know. I'm surprised. As high as you were on Mobley, I'm surprised you hadn't said, yes, trade everything. Trade Jaren to go get him. I've seen that have said even do that. It's more the idea of having them both.
That wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if you told me Jaren and two firsts.
Jaren, the Golden State pick.
I think.
Whatever else they want, you know, if they wanted something.
I would trade Jaren. Those are the two. I mean, I know there's a lot of people who are, like, still holding on to him.
Man,
you
wouldn't believe it. We took calls. Maybe you would. We took calls yesterday, and just on Grizzlies in the trade.
They're with you.
And it was almost like half of the calls were like, man, trade Jaren. Yeah. We don't believe in him anymore.
Because he hasn't done anything recently. You know, I mean, yeah. I think that that's the issue. It's like we operate sort of on what he could be, but, like, at some point, I'd like to see it, you know? Yeah. I feel like we didn't have to wait for Ja. Again, different deal, I suppose, different position, but Ja made us aware from, like, the first game, you know? And we never had to question at any point in his career, all right, well, what's he going to be? I mean, we could talk about, is this three-point shot ever going to come around, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I feel like we're still operating in theories about Jaren. And you know, maybe someday he does turn into this, you know, 20-10 guy that some people think he can be. I am betting against that.
Mm-hmm. Now you treating him like he's Justice Winslow now. Come on, man. Y'all done went too far now. You didn't put him in that class like
Justice Winslow. Justice Winslow sucks. I'm sorry. Like he's broken. He's
Jared's shown you more than that, right? But y'all, some of y'all starting to sound like that about Jared. Like you're convinced now
it was just
a flash, and you're never going to get it again. Like you've put him
That
dude's motivated. He's only 21 years old. He was out with the money. He's going to be fine. Ja's going to lift him up. Everything will be. Would I trade him for Bradley Beal or maybe even the? No, I wouldn't trade him to go up to three. But would I trade him for Bradley? Heck yeah, I would. But still, I have some faith in John. You know, I wasn't there to start with when they first got him. It was only the way he played and what he showed.
Yeah.
It was what he played and what he showed when healthy that sort of brought me around on him. And I think I have more doubt sort of in the Grizzlies' plan for him, if it's indeed to be the five, than I actually do in Jaren. I actually think that just for Jaren individually, his development, I think he's going to be fine. Key to that, though, you're right. It all boils down to business. You got to be on the floor. But I think he's going to get there. The kid's still super young, and he's shown some
flashes. That's the whole thing, though. The issue is, like, if you ask people, what's Jaren's best quality? His age? I mean, really?
No, it's the fact it's the fact that at that size, he can shoot the way he does, as effectively as he does when he's playing. And on the other end, even as a guy who is in terms of IQ and defending, it's low. But he can, because of his physical tools, he can still get back block shots. So a guy that can shoot three block shots like that, John, when you put a little bit more experience, a few more games under his belt, you just feel like, right, and you get that confidence there. You stop hacking when you get frustrated. You feel like there's probably going to be a pretty good player there when he gets it all figured out. I just don't know that we've seen Jaren with it figured out yet. And again, when healthy, we've seen pretty good Jaren. You know, last year they didn't do any favors the way they brought him back, putting him on that second unit. That didn't help him. But I'm not gonna criticize you or any others or all the callers we have had yesterday for feeling where he's at right now. That it's prove it time. Like you don't know. No, I haven't seen enough, and I have my doubts. If that's he's got to prove that. That ain't on me to get to convince y'all. That's on Jaren. So no, you're right about that part of it. It's on him. Anyway,
go ahead. I think Grizzlies fans are in a space where they're tired of talking about what Jaren can do, and they're ready to talk about what Jaren does do.
Right, but you need to have the right plan for him too, and I thought last year's plan, at least the return of him, wasn't so good for him. Either way, I'm not here because I've been one of Jaren's biggest critics in terms of his rebound and all that stuff too. So I get the other side of it.
Well,
I'm not here to tell you Jaren is the end all be all.
Yeah, that's the issue.
Oh, and they're gonna do it, John. They're gonna do it.
Look,
this
unless they trade him, you know.
Real quick, he only played 11 games last year, and he still averaged 14 points, and we're calling that, and I realize it was a down year, but
I remember Bubble Jaren was pretty darn good.
17-point average in 19-20, and Bubble
good.
Looked great. I mean, he had four games in the playoffs and only 11 total last year.
I'll give him year four. I'll give him year four, but the issue is like that he's going to get the contract before he finishes year four.
Yeah, he is going to get it.
I mean, and so that's the whole thing. It's like, it's not my money. I mean, whatever. No. Grizz can do whatever the hell they want. It's not my money. But I don't think I would feel very good if I'm on the other end of that deal, given the fact that, you know, he can't stay on the floor.
Yeah, you put some injury provisions in there, right? Like what you got to do with Jonathan Isaac or whatever. You put some in, try to protect yourself as much as you can. Don't give him the full. You can do that, right? He's going to understand. You'll be able to get something along those lines done, right? To where you just don't have to max it. Protect yourself as best you can. You're right. But he's getting the money. He's getting big money either way, though, John. So you're going to have to deal with it.
I'm not married to Jaren, right? Like, I'm just like, if the Grizzlies, if they traded him tomorrow, you know, like, I would be like, okay, well, I'm sure they got, like, some pretty good value back for him. You know, like, Ja and Jaren, I know everybody talked about it's Ja and Jaren. Mm-hmm. To me, it's Ja, and then it's Jaren. It's not Ja and Jaren. It's Ja. Couple tears down, then Jaren. That's kind of how I look at it for the Memphis Grizzlies. I know everybody does not share that sentiment, but that's how I look at it.
Well, Jaren, you got work to do to make
that's
a believer out of John Martin and many others.
The fat head needs to come down until further notice, because quite frankly, he does not deserve your wall at the moment. He doesn't.
Yeah.
Oof. Wow.
The Grizzlies didn't deserve one either for the return and the way they handled that last year either. That was an absolute mess.
Yeah.
That said, Jaren, it's a proven year. We're not taking you off the wall because we still believe. John Martin, we believe in you. We're going to see you on Monday.
That's
Can't
right,
wait
baby. I'm back in the
to
building.
Hear them hot takes. It's been a long time, brother.
Amen.
Congrats on breaking this news, too, man. Nice nice scoop here on Memphis here and what they're doing over there. John Martin, we appreciate
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, John.
He is John Martin. Yes, co-host of the J&J Show. We want to let him get back to Riley, his young daughter, his baby daughter, and doing all of that. He's been fantastic here, still working while taking care, baby. Had enough, was nice enough to come on. Talk about a little news. How about that, Brad? $40-50 million going into the Liberty Bowl. Got a new press box and many other things in the works. At least that's what the plan sounds like it will be. You think it'll, you know, show off whoever it is that you want to come save you, Big 12 or some other conference? You think it'll be enough to say, hey, yeah, Memphis, come on in. You're welcome. We like that pretty. We like that pretty new Liberty Bowl you got.
No, I think renovating.
You have to do this though.
Renovating the historic Liberty Bowl.
We know what you want. You want on campus.
I want something new and special. That's what I want.
You're tired of renovating the old.
This story has I've lived here
You're
for
tired
17
of it being
years.
City owned.
It's my favorite story every 2 years when we get a new locker room for $2 million in the Liberty Bowl, and when we get a new paint job on the Liberty Bowl,
yeah.
When we get a new press box. Every two or
well,
three.
Well, we never
years.
Get a new
By
press
the way,
box.
Same story that came out right before we thought we were going to another conference before. Like as we renovated our ass off on the Liberty Bowl. It's like
you say we put out these stories when it's realignment time. And
listen, it happens every damn time.
I got you.
All right? Like, my folks had a historic house. They tore its ass down and started and built a new one because it's a hell of a lot cheaper on the upkeep than it is to renovate the old one. And I just, this story to me, I'd love to take that $50 million and sock it into something special. But, hey, listen, I think I like the party deck. I'm excited about the party deck. They already got that thing done.
So party deck is going to be this new, you know
that?
More about, didn't you break the party deck story a while back?
Well, that was when the XFL was coming out. Yeah, they had
the
XFL. But
the Tigers were going to use it too, though.
There was a discussion, yeah, I said they're going, I actually think I did.
I thought you
I don't hang
I remember
my hat on
Brad Carson
news.
Broke
Brad
this
Carson
news.
Broke party deck, and then I actually spoke to a representative from the University of Memphis on Tuesday. I spoke to them, and they said that
Look
indeed, yeah, that the XFL concept, but the party deck, and
days.
you can see the renderings, the pictures of this are already coming out. Memphis actually, the university actually put a picture of this out, and it's got like right below the press deck where they've got that addition above, they've got like this one actually looks better than the XFL one because the XFL one had it in the corners. I've also spoken to sources have told me that there are going to be seats available for like some standing room party seats in the very center bowl. They've never done this before, but my sources tell me that there's some bowl action going on this year where if you can literally buy a ticket and be on that AstroTurf this year. So mark it down here. You heard it from Brad Carson, Tiger source.
You're like the most plugged-in guy on Liberty Bowl out there. How'd you let John scoop you on this Liberty Bowl story? You're our Liberty Bowl
He's plugged in
plug.
More than I am. I don't report on this stuff. I'm just here.
No,
you know.
Fantastic job by both of you guys. It's unfortunately, what you don't want to see is the investment be for nothing.
Yeah,
you need as much investment in the Liberty Bowl as you can. We could go back and forth. Yes, it'd be ideal if Memphis had its own. That is not the case right now. It's not a viable situation right now. You got to where you're going to put the thing. Where's the how much you spending on the.
And by the way, I'm not trying to be a pessimist.
Stadium.
I know I sound like I'm a hater. I ain't hating. I want Memphis to win 10 games next year. I want them to renovate that stadium. I want it to look beautiful. I loved the locker room. It just feels like we're going Hail Mary Big 12, and it's like, okay, you know, but it's a lot of effort for not a guarantee, man.
That's what I'm wondering, too, is what you're trying to get to. I mean,
where are you going?
If you're trying to make it look good and all that stuff to get into the Big 12, well, Big 12 might not even be there. So does this, you know. That said, that place has needed, and this sounds silly because it's the whole, well, screw what the media, that place has needed a press box for years and years. Like, that thing feels like it's about to fall
it's
over.
It's not Birmingham. It's better than Birmingham.
My point is there are some upgrades that have long been overdue that in 2021 you've just got to have. So that's needed whether you're trying to get to the Big 12 or not. But it just goes back to that. Look how hard they're fighting. Look how hard Memphis has always had to fight to put out the perception. And it shouldn't have to just be putting out a perception because look behind the scenes. They have worked their tails off to put themselves in the position they're in. No, it's not like other places that have those on-campus facilities. It's different here. And you're involved in a partnership with the city that's always been part of the deal here. But you just, you know, you work and you work and you work and you try to show all these things off. and show these other conferences that you're worth it and worthy, and you haven't gotten in. And that's the part. We talked about this when the news broke on Oklahoma and Texas. That was my biggest fear. Haves break off officially from the have-nots, and you are on the outside looking in. Look at Memphis, doing everything it can to be recognized and acknowledged,
yep.
And the fear is just there that it will all be for naught.
I don't mean to bring up a sore subject, but I think in the 2000s, and I'm looking at Papa John Stadium in Louisville.
Calkins pretty much wrote a column saying the same thing, by the way.
Opened in 1998. It expanded. The big expansion was in 18, and so they've already had to expand it, and it's over $200, $300 million at this point. You had to, sometime in the early 2000s, just absolutely pull a Louisville, and you might have missed your window.
But you can't sit here and just hope either. You can't just sit here and say, hey, look, and not do anything. And that's why I keep going back to it's the ultimate respect burger of what they're trying to do. They're not. They're trying to be proactive.
Yeah. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.